A battle is brewing in Annapolis over an executive order by Governor Martin O'Malley called Planned Maryland. This is Don Rush. The order issued in December is aimed at promoting future development around the state's population centers, as well as preserving the farmland and the environment. During an appearance on Delmarva Today, State Planning Director Richard Hall said that the plan only emphasized traditional smart growth principles.
The idea is generally direct as much growth as possible on the existing infrastructure served by central sewer in communities and neighborhoods, and as opposed to trying to limit how much grows on our viable and valuable farmland and forests, on large lots.
However, critics fear that under Planned Maryland, the state will simply impose restrictions on local governments, limiting their control over how to best develop their communities. Wacomico County Council Member Gail Barkovich during the program.
They can't be one size fits all, and that's one of the concerns. And again, the concern is, since there are going to be planning guidelines coming out of Annapolis for the counties and municipalities, it's like Annapolis is going to be telling us, what we should be doing and not doing.
One of the greatest concerns in Annapolis has been septic systems, which Governor Martin O'Malley wants to put limits on because of pollution concerns. Councilmember Barkovich and other critics believe that new technologies are coming online that will eliminate those concerns.
If you now put in a septic system or have to redo your septic system, you are required to do some sort of new technology to reduce the nitrogen and phosphorus. So there's always that coming up.
But Secretary Hall remains skeptical about how effective these new technologies might be.
But even the best septic systems that are out there today still only remove half of the pollutants that our advanced wastewater treatment plants do.
As for preserving farmland, critics believe that while they want to keep as much agricultural property as possible, the right of farmers to sell off land to either make ends meet or provide for retirement must be weighed in the balance. Councilmember Barkovich.
They find that they do have to sell land off for development, and it may not be their first choice. And that's something that we have to be very careful of, that we don't take away that ability for them to do that.
While Secretary Hall says he expects exceptions to be taken into account, it is clear that he envisions serious limits on development in rural areas.
I'll tell you what a war in rural Maryland is littering our landscape with a lot of two-acre lots. We know that's going to happen, but to sort of have that be the predominant land use pattern to threaten our agribusiness, to threaten our local streams and rivers in the bay, that's a war in rural Maryland.
Hall emphasizes that the plan is only an attempt to coordinate development with no official regulations attached, but there are the purse strings from Annapolis. And Governor Martin O'Malley says he does not want the state to fund what he calls unsustainable decisions. Councilmember Barkovich.
It seems to indicate in this policy plan of yours that the majority of funding or the preference or the priority to funding is to go to priority funding areas. And most of the priority funding areas, again, will be where there is water and sewer. So in some respects, you may not be saying that the counties can't do what they want to do, but you're going to control it by monies.
Hall says taking smart growth principles into consideration when the state funds a project is not new. Full interviews of Secretary Hall and Councilmember Barkovich on Delmarva Today can be heard at our website at delmarvapublicradio.net. This is Don Rush.